Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 7.07. And it's hump day. Sitting in for Vinny, who's home with his new baby, Edie Rose. It's Johnny Mosley. Johnny, thank you for being here.
Greetings.
Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of tickets to see Leon Bridges. He's at the Greek Theater in Berkeley on Friday, September 7th. And caller number 9 gets some tickets right now, 800-400-3697. Hey, Hooman, what's up?
Oh, hey, thanks for coming to me, Sarah. I really appreciate it. Everyone, go to the Alice973 Instagram. I posted a bunch of pictures of me and my badass team running the stairs at 555 California yesterday.
Oh.
We did our first training session together as the Alice team. And this is an important event because we're raising money for firefighters, police officers, and first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress. It used to be called post-traumatic stress disorder, but they took out the disorder.
Why?
So it's just, I don't know. You got to be more politically correct, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure
I guess
why that would be
wrong with it.
I don't know. I guess
correct.
The word disorder offended somebody. One person was offended, so they got rid of it. Anyway, if you
okay.
if you guys would like to contribute, we changed our Alice Instagram this morning.
Oh.
So there's a direct link in the bio.
What
and
do you mean
can
you
just
changed it.
So you can just see it says.
Oh, so you can just touch that. And
yeah,
it takes
and it'll
you right
take
there.
You right to the place where you can donate. So
that's
if
awesome.
Seeing our pictures inspires you, there's some videos. It's a picture montage. There's some videos of us dancing when we get to the 52nd floor. Check that out.
You had the energy to still dance.
Yes,
that's
we did.
Amazing.
Yeah,
I would right? like lay down at the top and just be like, wake me up in like 4 hours.
Hey,
and then put me on the elevator down.
But if you have a sec, do that. And also, they're looking for more people to run.
Oh.
So if you're interested in running,
you can
sign up yourself. No, you can just sign up yourself and go. Or you can join a team. But I would love to see you on September 8th.
Hooman, I think you need to step up the challenge. I think, you know.
Where were you yesterday?
For a certain amount of more money, you need to run it with the firefighting equipment on.
Absolutely not. That's 70 pounds, bro.
Come on, dude.
With the turnout on.
Yeah.
If you show up, maybe.
Instagram's going to be much. You're going to get a better photo out of it.
That's true.
Nah. Those photos are amazing.
Put
check the ones
on
out that
back.
I just posted.
You got to put something on your back.
Or have put a small
listen,
child
bro,
on your back.
Hold the baby. Exactly.
Your new segment's coming up in 20 minutes. Just stay in your lane. Stay in your lane for a second.
Snap.
Okay.
So
I don't see your turn.
What's your title? What's your total at?
Okay, so right now our team is at $5,084.
Are you number one?
We are number one, but we'd like to, believe it or not, hit $10,000.
Oh.
We haven't included the $750 from the Sheriff of Napa.
So we're very close to $6,000.
Yeah, we're very close. So love it if you could contribute.
Okay, even a couple bucks. Let's help out the people who would be there to help you in an emergency. Like
correct.
If your house burns down, these are the guys who show up. Mm-hmm. They go through a lot. They see things you would never want to see, and a lot of times they're just expected to deal with it. So this post-traumatic stress fundraiser is very important. Please, if you a couple bucks, it all adds up. Go to Alice973 Instagram, look on the bio, there's a little link right there.
Correct.
Thank all right you. So every week we find out what the best songs in the whole wide world are this week.
The best, and
by the way,
the worst songs, right?
So this
according
is,
to you,
yeah, according to me. So this is the Billboard Hot 100. Starting with number 100, Juice WRLD featuring Lil Uzi Vert. Wasted.
Wasted.
Well, setting the tone for the top 10, I guess. Sounds like all of them.
By the way, this is like my kid's, he's 18 years old, his favorite, one of his favorite artists is Lil Uzi Vert.
Oh. I like to call him
Lil
Uzi Vert,
right,
like my girl.
But I'm just surprised. I'm like, really? That's your favorite You choose him, huh? Of all the people.
I choose you, Z. Okay, so that's number 100. Let's skip up to number 10. It's funny to see who's at number 100. Coming in at number 10 is DJ Khaled featuring Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, and Quavo. It's called No Brainer.
In the middle. Put them high.
This is the 10th biggest song in the country right now.
Oh, I thought you said, 10th. Yeah.
Number 10.
What was number 100?
That was the Juice WRLD one.
The Lil Uzi Vert one.
Okay. I like that song.
Okay, moving on. LMA, Boot Up is number 9. A boot up. A boot up. A boot up. A boot up. That's like my favorite song in the top 10 right now.
I know that one. From our yoga
boot
class.
Up. Oh, really?
Oh, but she plays it. Oh, that's so funny.
On repeat. I like it.
A boot up.
Who is that again?
That's Ella May. Taste, which is Tyga featuring Offset. God, it's always collaboration. So it's the guy from Migos. Uh-huh. And then Tyga, who is Kylie Jenner's ex-boyfriend. This is the first time, by the way, I've ever seen him in the top 10. I'm sure he probably has been, and I just
before,
didn't notice him.
Yeah.
But, so he legitimately has a hit
Kylie's
here.
Kylie's done wonders for people.
Oh. Taste is the name of this song. It's number 8.
Oh, yeah.
Taste. Jesus.
Also a song from our yoga class.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
They're playing all up on it.
Hella DJ.
All the hits.
Number 7 is Travis Scott. That's the father of Kylie's baby.
Correct.
So all Kylie's ex-boyfriends and current boyfriends are in here. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott, Sicko Mode is number 7. Seems like rap is popular.
Yep.
Could be.
Number 6 is Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams.
There it is.
I don't mind this. This is nice.
This is the one where he wants to be in the grave.
Let me jump to your part here. Yeah.
You want me dead. Prescriptions to make me feel A-okay.
I know that she...
That's number 6. Number 5 is Post Malone, Better Now. Not around.
You gonna do that Post Malone story?
Yeah, I am. In a second. Actually, I'll move it up. I was going to do the Aretha thing.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Sound of his tires.
Oh.
Oh.
I'll tell the story right now. So he had a great night at the VMAs on Monday night, and then he takes off, and it sounds like a private jet. He was actually heading to the UK from Teterboro Airport in New Jersey. It was only like a 12-passenger plane, so I'm guessing it's a little private jet.
It was his entourage with him.
Yeah, so he takes off, and they realize as they're bringing up the wheels that they've blown out two tires on the landing gear. So there it is.
There it is.
So they are going to stay in the States. So they have to circle for hours to burn off all the fuel. Apparently, they don't want to land with a full tank in case they skid or whatever. And they did land safely about an hour north of New York. It looks like New Windsor, New York. They anticipated a rough landing. It came down okay. He said he was so shook up. I mean, you would be. And having to circle for hours on a plane you know could crash on impact.
Right.
Holy crap.
That's
some real time to think.
Mm. Yeah.
Yikes. He also said he needed a beer and some wine at the same time mixed together.
The no smoking sign has been removed.
Right.
I thought that was the sound you were playing.
No doubt.
Break out your bongs.
Yeah. Beer bongs and Bentleys.
This may be your last.
Oh, yeah. Here it's a Gulfstream jet. So, oh. So, you know.
That's like a movie right there. 12-hour circling with Post Malone and his entourage. Like, what happens in that?
I'd be like, give me a parachute. I'm jumping out of this thing.
No doubt. I wonder if some of those private jets have parachutes on them.
Some do. I think there's one smaller one.
Do you get to fly private a lot?
No, I don't. But I have.
It's so great.
Yeah.
There's nothing like driving up to your plane and somebody putting your bags on there. And ordering from the little catering menu.
Oh, like, ridiculous.
Damn it. Getting in the bed, basically. It's like a bed, you know. You just lay this.
I know. Did you see the Saudi prince or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's opulent. It's like you can't, and that's huge. That's like a, I don't know if it's a 747, but that's not just, we're not talking, like, I'm talking just those little private jets that 10 people can get on. Those guys are just like, they fly around in a palace.
Yeah.
It basically has turrets on the top, you know, and crenellations on the wings. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah. You see a plane like that, and if you're Melania, you're like, I'll still hang with you, Trump. That's a good reason. Good reason enough. I'm flying around there. You know, it's a reason enough.
I'll stay.
I don't have to sleep with you, right?
I want my own bedroom.
In the plane. Different
right.
Bedroom.
Different plane, different right. bedroom. I stay. So Post Malone had a little airplane incident. Yes, he's okay. Much to the chagrin of people on social media, everybody was wishing him dead. Can you believe that? I don't know. What a-holes?
So he got a lot of attention.
Throughout the ordeal, I don't know.
Were they socially?
He was able to social media during it.
Well, because he's not that high up, right?
I guess so, right?
Probably,
It would be because I don't know what the Wi-Fi situation
is. Well, planes do have Wi-Fi
That's
now.
That's true.
Even like regular commercial planes will have Wi-Fi for you.
So, a lot of negative attention on there. He tweeted, "Can't believe how many people wish death on me on this website." F you, not today. Yeah. All right, so anyway, Post Malone has the fifth most popular song. There it is, Better Now. Better Now. Number four is 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murda Beats, Fifi. What's he saying?
I just heard Drake don't got that kickback when something happens.
Oh, this song, number three at the VMAs on Monday, won Song of the Summer. So
that
congratulations. No, this next song. Mm. Not this one. That song sucks. This song is Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. This is apparently the song of the summer. I like it.
Oh, yeah. I like this one.
You hear this in yoga, too?
Yep, I did. That's how I know all my updated songs from my yoga playlist. Seriously.
These don't seem like Zen yoga songs at all. Cardio.
Well, when you're in the yoga too, you can really hear the lyrics over and over, and you're like, oh, that's hilarious. Like, it is really funny. Like, she's creative.
Yeah, she is funny. The number two song in the country right now is Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B, Girls Like You. Girl Like You. And number one is Drake. Bye.
All right. Play it.
Which one, Kiki?
It's In My Feelings. He's so sensitive. In My Feelings.
Please don't talk.
Do the dance.
Go on, Johnny.
I got to improve it.
That was better than yesterday.
I feel a little stiff.
Can we do a video with Johnny of that? Like, I want to, like the one we did with Rudy, like put him outside the car and have him do the thing. That's really funny. You got
to
get this.
I need to do an In My Feelings challenge.
Yeah.
Is it too late?
Did you see that Drake visited that little girl in the hospital?
I did. Isn't he so wonderful? As soon as I saw that story, I ripped it up and threw it in the trash.
Exactly.
11-year-old in Chicago waiting for a heart transplant. He goes and visits her.
He's amazing.
Made her life, Sarah.
That doesn't make his songs good.
No matter what you think about him.
He's walking down pushing her wheelchair thing and he's got like 14 tubes connected to him and she's doing the challenge.
Rolling her back and forth.
And Sarah reads a story and is like,
yeah.
Like, F that guy.
Why do you hate him so much?
I don't know. I don't like his beard.
Why? Because it's
drawn on. That chin strappy thing. Ugh. Awful. And that stupid coat he wears. Oh. And his bad dance moves and that Hotline Bling thing. And just his, I just think his songs are horrible. And then there they are, number like, I'm like, why does anyone like this? God's plan. God's plan. Oh, that awful dancing.
He can only mean one thing.
Oh, Johnny's doing the dance.
It is funny. I remember when, in the very beginning, when Drake, I was like, God, this songs are annoying. And Malia was like, offended. Like, what are you talking about? This guy's really good. And this was a long time ago.
So you decided to like
and
him because your wife.
And then I was like, I got to listen to
home
it a little
harmony.
Bit. And then I was like, oh, God, he is really good.
It grew on you,
I
right?
I think I was just jealous in the beginning. And that's a
probably
tough,
what Sarah is.
It's a painful thing, you know, that you need to get over a little bit, you know. Yeah, as a singer and a musician, you know. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You have to acquire that taste, Sarah. You know, it's advanced.
I'll never be that advanced.
Cell phone.
Okay, let's move on to a real singer.
All right.
Oh, boy.
Aretha. Who's going to argue with me? Aretha Franklin.
Come on.
80 million bucks she was worth when she passed away. And by the way, her songs are just, they said something like a 12,000% increase in sales of her greatest hits. I believe that's going to chart this week, which means on Monday, you won't be here, but on Monday we do the sales charts for albums. And I think it's like a 1985 30 song best of record. And that one jumped up. I think it's number 7. Didn't we hear that this morning?
I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never.
Well, I heard the whole. I heard the whole album became number 7 on the Billboard.
Yeah. It'll be on the Billboard album chart.
Okay, got it. I'm gonna download it. I don't think I've ever really listened to her.
She's amazing.
You know, greatest hits or anything. You know, I just
you'd be surprised how many songs you know from it.
I know that's what I'm saying. I got to go back and revisit and check in. I just
my
love
favorite
the Blues
song.
Brothers appearance when she killed it in that movie.
Crank it up. That you ever had. All right. So anyway, she was worth 80 million bucks when she died. And she did not have a will.
Woo!
And she did not have a trust.
No.
But I don't think it's going to be a super, like, you know, the thing about women, we pretty much know who their kids are. Unless they secretly gave away babies for adoption at some point in their life. Dudes, you know.
A little tricky, maybe.
It's trickier. Someone comes forward. My mom told me that I'm the result of something. You know, that's a little trickier. But she's got 4 kids.
Mm-hmm. That is a very good point, by the way.
Yeah, it's just less tricky with a chick. They pretty much know how many kids they have. Mm-hmm. Dudes?
Yeah.
It's not as easy.
Never know.
So it looks like she's got 4 kids. Clarence, Edward, Ted, and Keekalf. Find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Thick out T-C-P. Wow! Little respect. So she also has a niece.
You nailed that, by the way.
Oh yes. I'm so
I mean, for
so
just
amazing.
The morning. Killed that.
They filed. So the 4 kids. I don't know what kind of name Keekalf is. Could that be a girl?
It looks like it's 4 boys. I mean, I'm
4
looking
boys.
At the picture. I can't quite tell, but it looks like at least 3 boys.
Day I met you, life was so unkind. You're the key to my peace of mind. Cause you make me feel like a natural woman. Woman. So 4 kids plus a niece who is saying that she wants to be the personal representative of the estate. I guess, you know, the boys are grieving. The 4 grown men who are her sons, I guess, are grieving. And so she wants to be like the executor. Mm-hmm. And a will would have dictated that. But, you know, that's not in place. However, the laws are pretty. I think it's Michigan, right? Where did she die?
Detroit, yeah.
Okay, so the laws are pretty cut and dry there. This stuff will just go to her kids. So in the end, I guess it's good to have a trust and it's good to have a will and, you know, to make your thoughts. And it skips probate court because all this will have to go through the courts now. If a will could have eased some of that.
Yeah.
But it's a direct descendant dispersal. So I don't think there's going to be a lot of problems like there are some, like, Prince, didn't 700 people come forward?
Some crazy number.
Say, and they were like running, just sending out DNA kits.
Guys
to people
in prison were coming out.
Right. No, no, I'm Prince's kid for sure.
Well, good for her for amassing 80 million.
I know.
I mean, awesome.
It's huge.
Story.
She's
that's
so
an incredible end of a crazy story. She had her first kid when she was 13. Is that what?
Is that so?
That is
you
so.
Know what? Yeah, she was 76 when she passed, and her eldest is 63.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
her youngest is 48.
Amazing.
Damn.
Very cool.
Oh, listen to that. Turn that up. She was actually a great pianist, too. I didn't know that. Over the weekend, me and John were just, you know, binging on old videos of her and singing her songs and stuff. Was the son of a preacher man. So she, I didn't know that she played piano, but there are so many old videos of her, and she's wailing. I was like, oh, I did not know. Anyway, Aretha Franklin, she passed away. Advanced pancreatic cancer of the neuroendocrine type.
Hmm.
And she had been suffering with that for, I mean, close to 10 years, or, you know, 2010, I think she was diagnosed. So she got a few more years out of it because that one can get you fast.
Mm.
So rest in peace. Thank you for everything. Turns out in Detroit, if you got, you know, clear cut kids, you don't need a will.
Yeah. Hey, take that from the story.
Right. There no problem.
Yeah.
All right. What's coming up in the news?
Well, Facebook has been in the news lately. They're trying to figure out if they can be a part of, you know, taking down websites that potentially, you know, elect Trump, essentially, and keep it short. Keep the story short there. They're also rating users on how trustworthy they
rating
are
them
at flagging stories, like, oh, so, because they can't keep track.
They're
going to
rank
stories
me if I'm and say whether I'm trustworthy or not. I can't wait
depending
to hear.
Depending on what you liked, etc.
I see. Interesting. Know. All right, we'll hear about that after these.
All right. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Vinny's daughter is here, in case you missed the news. Her name is Edie Rose, and he's off for the next couple of weeks doing his paternity leave and helping out at home. So Johnny Mosley's sitting in with us. I got an email here from Anne.
Mm-hmm.
It says, good morning. Please wish my son, John Paul Booty.
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 Bootylicious.
B-U-T-T-I.
Booty.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, John.
What are we wishing him?
Happy birthday. Oh. Happy birthday, Booty.
Listen to R. Kelly.
Booty. Thank your mom.
This is a real song,
why.
Johnny.
Booty. Happy birthday, John Paul Booty. His birthday's today, August 22nd. Listens every day. And I love him, says his mom. It actually signed gratefully, John Paul's mommy.
Oh, that's cool.
Happy birthday, John Paul Booty. Booty.
The Radio Alice Report.
I can't believe it still gets laughed. All right. Well, Facebook is turning to its users, and they admittedly have been doing this for about a year to try to fight against fake and malicious news stories.
Oh.
Okay. Obviously, they've been feeling complicit in a lot of what's happened in the last 3-4 years.
Selling our data to people allowing Russian hackers to plant fake news.
Exactly.
And sure.
So, and they're trying to do stuff about it. And obviously, fact checking stories is something they've been doing. But
that's interesting because that seems like the volume of that would be enormous.
Impossible.
Right.
Impossible. I mean, there's just no way you can have enough fact checkers.
So how are they
to keep in mind? So what they're
how are they figuring out if I'm trustworthy or not?
Well, it just depends. It sounds they're basically looking at what you tag as fake news or what you tag as.
So there's a way to report fake news.
Yeah.
And if I'm reporting a bunch of stuff that really is fake news, then my trustworthiness would go up.
That's right.
But if I was
the fact checkers determine that what you reported. That's what you just said, right? That if you said, yes, that's a true story, and it was a true story, your rating goes up.
So what if I just didn't like it, and I decided to report it?
Well, that's an
issue. Like, that's, I don't agree with that. That's fake.
And that's an issue. That does not make their trust score go up.
Don't trust stuff coming from this source.
That's right. So, what are they doing exactly with that? They're trying to make that, cut that line where they're trying to discern between people who just don't like the story and people who actually have tagged it as false.
So
those are two different things.
Not liking something. But you probably wouldn't report, if you didn't think it was fake, you just didn't like it, you probably wouldn't report it. Like, you go, well, even though I don't agree with that, I really don't have a basis to report it. So I would think that if I was saying it was false just because I didn't like it and reported it as fake, then that would be detrimental to my truthiness.
Right. Rating. Well, and that's a problem, too, is I think people are conscious enough to know that that story could help their cause, so they just tag it as fake.
And I see.
You know, so everything becomes this quagmire.
Suspect. Well, I think in general what I've taken from this whole Facebook and fake news and subverting of the American democratic process, I don't believe anything anymore. Which is bad. It's actually bad. Like, I just think, I'm like, okay, everything... That sounds too good to be true. That sounds too bad to be true.
Yeah.
Like, I find it incredibly disheartening. I don't even go on Facebook hardly at all anymore because I don't want to listen to people rant. And I feel like it's super hostile. Like, people are yelling at each other about everything. Right, Mel. Don't believe you anymore.
But I would argue that that's a good thing. And that's why I'm bringing this up, is that you shouldn't believe anything.
Right, until you know it for sure.
And there should be, like, my 10-year-old and 8-year-old kids should be having discussions now in school about how you source information. Because I don't know about you, but when did you start getting, learning that a primary source and, like, how to discern between who's writing
that is interesting because generally
high school
probably high school right. And like and that would be like as you were getting like bibliographies together for a paper or whatever that's very interesting because now I mean like literally someone could list Reddit as a source
and
have it potentially be legitimate. I mean there's certainly legitimate stuff on there.
God bless Facebook for trying, but that's BS. There's just no way they can monitor that.
Well, if enough stuff gets reported, like maybe that's how they find out. Like
the quantity.
So many people reported this story is fake, so they go, well, is it fake or not? And maybe that's it. It's got to reach a certain level. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard. And you know what? You're right. Thank you for trying, Facebook. I actually do appreciate that they're trying.
But should they even bother? I mean, in some ways, it's probably they are trying just to show they're trying. But this is an impossible, it seems like one of those games where you're hitting down one. And then.
But I like what you're saying about how that at least it's making the kids today, there have to be conversations going on at school about, well, how do you find out if a source is legitimate or not?
Just thinking twice about it.
Right. Not just because it's on the internet really doesn't mean anything. And there must be legitimate ways to search these things down. I don't know what they are, but there must be.
Well, and there's a difference between wanting to believe a story.
Right.
Right. Which is what.
Oh, this feeds my agenda.
Exactly.
I don't disagree with you.
But you have to learn, like, you can't report that to someone else then as fact.
Right.
Like, that's what I think is going to be the challenge for, like, kids growing up is they do. I find my kids will often report something to me from YouTube or something, and I'll be like, what's the source,
And YouTube. No, it's very reliable.
Yeah, YouTube,
very
exactly.
Reliable.
So
I saw it with my own eyes on YouTube.
So, but, I mean, how do you
– Right.
And obviously the – there's now the fact checkers from Facebook are kind of crying that they didn't really know how Facebook – even though they were doing these fact checks, Facebook wasn't necessarily giving them there was a selection bias, like which stories are you actually giving us to fact check?
Right.
So then they're not seeing the whole.
I wonder how big that department picture. Is.
I mean, it's not big enough. There's right. just right. no way.
Well, yeah, it can't be. Ever be big enough.
There's just four people kicking it in a room like, oh, check
story. Someone says, how about this? People should stop using Facebook as a news source.
Yeah.
Someone else says the reason why they're tracking users who report fake news is because they make money on the legitimate stories. So they don't want false reporting.
I don't know about that. That makes me feel better about
it. Just because they said it doesn't make it true.
That's right.
Just putting it out there.
Right.
But yeah. It does make for good radio.
It certainly does.
It's always fun discussion.
I love this speculation nation.
Exactly. So, and this ties into a second story.
Okay.
Unless you have something to say on that.
No, you are free to.
California mulls limits to drinks offered to children at restaurants. So meaning like if you're a child and you go and sit down, you would only be offered water and milk.
What?
But an adult could order you a 7-Up.
Oh.
I mean.
So a waiter would say, would you like water or milk?
That's right. And you wouldn't even be allowed to. Like, it would almost be like a drinking age, I guess.
Yeah. I thought you meant, like, refills. A kid can only get one refill or something like that.
No.
Is this more about just limiting? Well, actually, you know, I have to say, my kids, they do order soda. Like, we went out to lunch yesterday, and one kid only really drinks water, but the other kid's always like, I'll take a Mexican Coke.
Yeah, give me the one with all the sugar.
And, you know, because he's broken out of the house, and he can have one of those. But as children, when they were really little, I definitely did not want them to have a bunch of soda. But then I also wanted it to be special that they were out, you know? Like, so it was kind of a tear. But, so if they had just been offered by the waiter or waitress, would you like water or milk? And then those were their choices. I'm fine with both of those. Like, that might have been easier for me to say no to the soda.
But then they're just going to turn to you and say, hey, will you order me a Coke? Because this would be only if they were alone, I guess.
Oh.
Like, an adult can order it for them.
But they can't order it for themselves. That's interesting that they would put that on a waiter or waitress to put that limit on someone's kid at a table.
What if a kid gets angry with them?
I see this as being one of those things that sounds like a great idea, and then in practice it's absolutely useless.
Well, and cumulatively, that's the problem, is like when that soda bill, did that pass here in San Francisco or whatever, the tax. Like, it all sounds good, and then you start adding, then you start looking down the line, and you're like, okay, there's a law there and a law there, and then how you manage this Facebook stuff, and then you're just like, oh my God, I've just got to manage my own scene and try to get, I mean, it helps to have a little help.
It
does. Raising kids, but on the other hand, it's like, how many rules can you, every time you put a rule on something?
I know. And then there's a thousand rules, and then we all wonder why the government's up our butts about, you know, everything.
So anyway, it's just one more.
I mean, really, what we should be able to do is limit ourselves to, you know, one soda, but it's impossible for us to do that.
Maybe. That's an idealistic,
it is. Because clearly we're not able to do it, and then we're all mad, you know, oh, they're putting limits on trans fats. Well, because you're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're eating those.
Right.
They're terrible for you. Look how fat we are.
You are a crappy parent. Everyone's obese.
Don't rub my nose in it.
And this is according to Caesar's Center, the CDC, association between frequent soda consumption, obesity, heart disease, non-alcoholic liver disease, tooth decay, and cavities.
Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah.
Sugary processed things are just not good for you. I think we all know, and somehow we forget when we order that.
Yeah.
Food. Why does it have to taste so good?
Exactly. Speaking of that, man, that sandwich was good.
Oh, damn.
Dang.
Organic, locally sourced.
Yeah. What's the place called again? Homebrew?
Homegrown.
Oh, homegrown. Homegrown. Shame. Shame.
Shame. Shame.
That's like our favorite breakfast place.
No extra bells, please. No extra bells.
That's a lot of bells.
Someone cleared up that I was actually Posey broke his ankle, by the way.
Oh.
Was that in 2011?
Yeah, after riding.
Somebody ran over him on the plate and he.
Yeah, after riding us for talking about baseball.
Thank you.
And it is not a college town, by the way. It's just a small town.
Because she was a college student there, though. I guess that's maybe why we thought that.
Yeah.
And then Madonna released a statement, you know, that she's trying to recover from her Aretha tribute.
Right. By saying it wasn't a tribute.
Yeah, exactly. But I had this discussion. I thought maybe they sprung it on her kind of last minute.
Yeah.
Like, she's in the back. They're like, can you say something about, you know, your experience with Aretha?
Sure.
And she came up with a story quickly and didn't vet it.
Yeah, you know,
I don't know.
Are you not giving her a buy?
No, because seeing commercials, they said, and a special tribute, mm-hmm. you know, leading up to the VMAs.
They pre-promoted it.
Yeah.
Because she's really busy saying that was not supposed to, that was me presenting Artist of the Year. That wasn't me presenting a tribute to Aretha Franklin. They asked me to come up with an anecdote about Aretha, and so that's what I did.
Yeah.
So not letting
There's
her off
no
the hook.
There's no winning.
I'm not getting her off the hook.
And then, yeah. And
she
then,
knows better than that.
Yeah.
I have no hooks for Madonna. Right, I like Madonna.
I like her too.
But that was really all about her.
Yeah.
What she should have done is come out there and sing a song.
She did the same thing with Prince.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The, like a long story with like a really relatively small tie into the guy she's actually supposed to be talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, we
That's
know.
That's true, bitch. We know. You are Madonna. We got it. Are you letting her off the hook?
Yeah.
What's your care factor on this? Not very high.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's got some legs. I mean, it's going and going. I guess not very high, but I did feel for her a little bit just uh-huh. because you're in those situations where someone will say like, "Can you say something? Say something about this?" And you're like, "Oh, geez, do I have a personal story?" Oh yeah, I do, but the connection's kind of weak. And then you half bake it and throw it out there.
Yeah,
and it doesn't stick.
Roasted for it.
Yeah.
You know, not that I've been roasted at that level, but you know. Uh-huh. So I can see, you know, in TV production, mm-hmm. that stuff happens.
Right.
You know, where all, you know.
Well, you were saying yesterday how sometimes you've got a story about something mm-hmm. and then you realize halfway through, this really doesn't have a payoff. Like, I'm really just talking and everyone seems to be glazing over and how am I going to wrap this up? I'd like it to end right now.
Exactly. So, still doesn't explain her wardrobe
no.
and everything else.
Well,
she may have been a little loose. I don't know. Did you see that interview where she was sitting next to, she was backstage with Lenny Kravitz? And they got her on camera saying, you know, these award shows are everything that's bad about us. And Lenny's just like,
And the camera's on them?
They got audio over, but she sounded a little loose. Maybe,
so maybe
you know,
she's having some fun.
Maybe she's
60
a
years
loose.
Old, letting it go a little bit.
Yeah,
I think that she's always been sort of a, you know, specifically non-partier person. Like, hasn't she even said, like, she doesn't really drink much alcohol? And I don't know. I mean,
I don't really recall.
She would have access. You would think that, you know, she must know some people who'd be like, "Yes, I can get you whatever drug you need, Madonna."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she just caught a contact high sitting next to Lenny and said the wrong thing.
Oh, speaking of weird, I know I'm on this whole segment. I feel like has a subject. It's like censorship and PC action.
And what the hell's going on with social media?
This came on the desk yesterday, and I just passed it up. But what do you notice about that? You read the story.
I did read it, but you know what I noticed about it? First off, they're not called animal crackers. They're called animals crackers.
Really? I didn't
notice
that
either.
Has that always
Barnum's
been that way?
Animals crackers.
Animals.
Yeah.
Then I
looked at the old cover, because the deal is...
Like a cage, right?
That's right, that they were in those little circus, like a train,
circus
a circus cage. And I never really noticed that, but now they're free.
They've been freed. The animals on Barnum's
Animals crackers.
See, I didn't get it.
I had no idea.
Exactly. And then I read about it today. Again, I had to read it, you know, a third time. They removed the bars from the front of the animals crackers box.
Animals crackers. That's right.
Barnum's animals crackers.
I'm never calling them animal crackers again.
PETA got a hold of them, and they agreed it was a good idea.
PETA's super psyched.
They are super psyched. And I guess if you're them... Why not?
Right.
Right. But
what does
I mean,
it hurt them?
What does it hurt
free
them?
The animals.
Exactly. And that is kind of funny that they were. It is interesting in the very beginning that they were in a cage.
Yeah.
But I guess if you're trying to associate, it makes sense since it's Barnum's if you're trying to sell your circus.
Yeah.
You want to make it look like a circus.
Didn't they? I don't know if they really did this in real life, but it seemed like any animation you'd see olden days, like of a circus coming into town, they had cars with bars, you know, in the train and the line, or, you know, the holes for the giraffe's head sticking up. Like you would see that. And so I just never questioned that the animals that were going to be in the circus were going to be in cages. But now, you know, if PETA had their way, there'd be no animal. There'd be no circus.
Exactly.
Oh, look at the original. The bars are super apparent there.
They're right in front of the animals on those. And it is Barnum's Animals Crackers. That is hilarious. That was what I noticed.
Yeah, that's well, hey.
Because that was the question on the website I looked at this morning. What's different about this box? I go, they're animals crackers now? And then you scroll down and I'm like, oh no, they've always been. I'm free. I'm out of the cage, man. All right, we got to take a break, Johnny. Okay. When we come back, I'm going to start with Taylor Swift. She set another record surprise. And I think maybe we're going to get to that Led Zeppelin stuff.
Oh, are we?
Want to do that? Let's do that. All right, heads up, Bryn. Right. Led Zeppelin next.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.